following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
And welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show live. Thanks to all of you for listening live and on podcast. It's time again for another attempt at St. Peter's Man on the Street interview. Hopefully, we are getting hooked up, just not at me, in turn, when we're ready to go. We can speak to the Peter, as it were. That should be the name. Man on the Street, that's a stupid name. The name of this segment should be Speak to the Peter. I think we should change that. It's an executive decision that I just made on the air. So we're going back to our Speak to the Peter segment. Is he ready? Okay, Peter, are you there?
Yeah, Jesus, I'm here. I'm here.
Ready. Awesome stuff, man. Are you going to find someone on the street there to speak with?
Yeah, I'm going to try to, Jesus. As you know, it's not always easy to find someone.
We've been through this,
here.
Dude. You got to just go find somebody, go find something going on.
I'm going. I'm walking to find
and make some kind
man.
Of segment out of this. By the way, did you hear that it's been renamed to Speak to the Peter?
No, I did not hear that. I don't know if I like that name, Speak to the Peter.
Yes, Speak to the Peter. Man on the street, that's dumb. Everybody's done that.
It's not dumb.
We're doing Speak to the Peter from now on.
You're dumb. I'm going to go find somebody.
Just keep just fucking walk, man, and find somebody and talk to them and be interesting. Come on. Come on, we're on the radio.
Speak to the Peter.
We're speaking to many, many people.
I'm trying, man. I'm trying to find somebody.
Is speaking out over the airwaves.
You're fucking back, man. Come on. Oh, I think I see somebody.
Just find somebody, man. Come on.
Hold on. Shut up. I think. Wait. I think I see somebody around the corner. I think there's a lot of people up here, man.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. Well, go see what's going on, man.
Yeah. Stop.
Go see what's going on. We'll listen in.
Yeah. Stop speaking in my ear. You're distracting me. I'm going to creep up here and see what's going on. Oh, looks like a bunch of black people. A lot of black people are in the street. They're just like spilling off the sidewalk. They don't know what they're doing. There's a big crowd of them. I don't know if it'd be racist for me to say. It looks like they're up to no good. But it looks like they're up to no good. Let me see if I get closer and see what's going on here. Man, if I get killed, Jesus, I'm gonna kill you. I'll do something. I'll do something to you, Jesus. Wait a minute. It looks like they're dancing. They're dancing. They're dancing, Jesus. They're having some kind of dance. Dance thing. It's like that movie, that one movie, that Step Up. It's like Step Up out here. It's all like Save the Last Dance and shit out here on the street. Like right now, you remember that movie Stomp the Yard? It's kind of like that. It's kind of like Stomp the Yard, and maybe it's more like Step Up 2, the streets. I don't know, Jesus. I don't know, Jesus. It could be more like Step Up 3D, but I'm gonna see if I can get closer here. Check out this scene. See if I can find somebody to talk with. It's like you got served out here on the fucking street. It's like breaking and honey and Step Up Revolution. And it's like dance flick out here. Not that I watch dance movies, mind you. I just happen to know many awesome pop culture references. Excuse me, sir. Can I speak to you about what's
Yo?
What's up here?
What's
going up? Down?
What?
What's the fushizzy and the hizzy?
What are you talking about?
I mean, what's going on here? This is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, they're doing like a dance, like competition, man.
Yeah, they're dancing.
Yeah,
they're dancing.
Yeah, it's like Step Up out here or something. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God! I was just saying that. saying the exact same thing. That's creepy, man. That's creepy.
Yeah.
I wonder if I can get in on this. You think I can dance, dude? Do I look ready?
I don't know, man. You look pretty fucking old, dude. Like you break. You try to do some moves, like your hip will break or something.
Yeah, damn, that's not very
crazy.
Nice, is it?
Hey, man, I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Well, thank you for your time, sir, and your your very brutally honest assessment of my physical abilities. That's what I needed right now.
Well,
that's what my self-esteem needed right now. Was you to tell me how brittle and old I look. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Wait, Jesus. They're doing some kind of dance, something or other right here. It's like, it's crazy. It's crazy. It's like Saturday Night Fever out here. If they were, like, doing disco and stuff. It would also be like, Staying Alive. Yeah. If they were on a bar, it would be like Coyote Ugly. Yeah. Yeah. So, that's going to do it for what the fuck was the name of this now? Speak with Peter. You've been speaking with Peter on Peter. The Stoner Jesus Show.
Peter, you got to stay out there and interview some more people.
Oh, no,
man.
Jesus, no. No, I'm done.
Come on,
dude. I'm done, man. I'm done. This is stupid.
Come on,
this
man.
This is stupid. You're stupid. You're so stupid.
I'm not stupid.
Fuck you. I'm out.
Peter, what the... You motherfucker. Is he gone? That's it. Lock the studio doors. Intern, go lock all the studio doors. He does not get in tonight. He sleeps outside with the step-up crew. What the fuck was that? Anyway, that was Stoner Jesus Show Live. The speak, what did he call it? Speak with the Peter. No, speak to the Peter. Speak to the Peter. Is that it? Oh, God, I already forgot. I'll rewind the tape and I'll figure it out. We have an official name. Stay tuned to my Twitter feeds for breaking news on what the official name of this stupid segment is going to be. Stoner Jesus Show Live. We'll be back.
Oh, this is kind of cool.
Stoner. You can put your weed in there.
Stoner Jesus.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's Mike Greg here, Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh man.
You're gay. There's no fags in the church.
Oh! Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit. What's up? Welcome back, everybody. Hour 2, High Noon with Stoner Jesus, June 9th, 2017. A lot of stuff going on. Got celebrity news coming up. Some weird shit from around the internet, as usual. Right now, it's time for Profiles in Depth. Time to time. I'll tell you little stories about people who have passed on either recently or back in the day. People who've had interactions with either myself or St. Peter or both of us. As you know, it's been a long 2,000 years since the end of the New Testament, myself and St. Peter. We've been up to various shenanigans and tomfoolery. For many years, we were on the radio. We were on the radio in many, many cities. We used to play archive clips. Can't anymore for copyright reasons, because there's copyrighted music in the archive stuff, because we worked at radio stations. Maybe that's something I can put on the Patreon, the archive clips. That'd be interesting. See if people like that. There's really no rhyme. It doesn't matter. We're on Patreon, by the way. Patreon.com/StonerJesus420. Come support the show. But I've been putting old episodes in 2011 up there. I've also lowered the price for that as well. I'm going to support the show on a monthly basis and get access to all the shows. I'll be putting more on there. There's already a bunch up there. I'll start putting archive clips and other stuff, copyrighted stuff, that I'm sure is in some of the episodes, but I can just put them up by themselves. People don't want to wade through episodes just to hear us, like, about when we were doing stuff about OJ or when we were live from Vietnam back in the 60s and for the USO show, or we did the same thing in World War II. We did the first ever live prank call. We have that clip from 1938. It's, like I said, we've been on the radio for a very long time. We were on the radio in 1976. It was a hazy time. I really don't remember what station this happened at, but I do remember a story about Greg Allman. And again, for copyright reasons, I could play an Allman Brothers band song right now, but I can't. So we're going to go with this. Especially Southern Rock, I don't know. I'm doing the best I can. Anyway, Greg Allman, it was a time that Greg Allman was married to Cher. They were doing the rounds of various radio stations. They came to our radio station. Myself and St. Peter worked. I think we were doing the overnight fucking shift or some bullshit. It was, you know, we had some rough patches in our careers. Fired many, many times. Usually it was St. Peter's fault. Anyway, Greg Allman and Cher, they came up to the radio station. We all ended up in, like, you know, a little, like, back room there at the radio station where we go, like, you know, snort coke or smoke weed or what the fuck ever, you know, drink, whatever we wanted to do. It was fucking radio. 70s radio. Hardcore shit, yo. Anyway. They came up, you know, we did an interview or whatever. It wasn't memorable as far as I remember, but we got ended up in that back room just doing all kinds of drugs. Me, St. Peter, Greg Allman, and Cher. So at some point, St. Peter will do because he's, you know, he's snorting coke and he's smoking weed and he's drinking Drano and it's just all kinds of shit going on. At some point, he first of all, he asked Cher if she can do a line of coke off of the slope of her nose. He made some reference to the fact that, you know, it would be a long line or whatever. He also grabbed her titty. Now, this prompted a couple of actions that happened within the space of seconds. The first one was Cher slapping the shit out of St. Peter while his hand was still on her titty. What happened mere seconds after that was Greg Allman smacking St. Peter over the head with an electric guitar. St. Peter just knocked the fuck out cold for like 20 or 25 minutes. I really don't remember. Again, because there's a lot of drugs going on. A lot of drugs, a lot of drinking. My memory is a little off. I remember St. Peter was out for a while. Myself and Greg Allman and Cher, we continued to do drugs for a little while. And then I guess St. Peter woke up eventually. Well, I guess he would have had to because he did stuff after that, so he didn't die. How the guitar affected his brain, I don't know. I can't speak to that. I'm not a doctor. I will say this. It probably wasn't good. Anyway, that's our profiles in death. About Greg Allman, who recently passed. It's been a wild ride. A wild fucking ride. Anyway, we got celebrity news coming up. Weird shit from around the internet. Clean a cop found a bolt in his sandwich. What? Man allegedly threatens restaurant staff because of onions in his food. God, most of these stories suck. I don't know. We'll go check out World Star Hip Hop, too. As well. Also, whatever. Damn it. High Noon with Stoner and Jesus. We're live noon Eastern Time every Friday right here on CannabisRadio.com. It's June 9th, 2017. Talk about celebrities. Make fun of people who are more famous and make more money than I do. Coming up.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com. The smoke is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested. Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network, founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. Industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption. Let's grow together. The Cannabis Radio Network. CannabisRadio.com.
Doc Rob, the concierge for better living.
Cannabis is just one of the many great plants that we have on this planet called Earth that we can use consciously and intelligently to improve our well-being.
Take a real, raw, inside look at healthier living while sharing great ideas and improvements for a better quality of life.
Learning to live and live well is a lifelong process. This is a journey. You could be 80 years old or 8 years old. You can still learn something that's going to make tomorrow a little bit healthier, a little bit easier, a little bit happier, a little bit better.
The Concierge for Better Living with Doc Rob. Only on CannabisRadio.com.
Tommy Chong is ready to cut through the smoke and change the tone of Tilk Radio.
You know, during Dance with the Stars, I started feeling discomfort. Yeah. And not only that, I was doing these old man smells. And it was kind of embarrassing because, you know, all the Dancing with the Stars crew, cast and crew, you know, they were all young kids.
Yeah.
You know, and then all of a sudden, this old guy would come along and do one of those silent farts, you know, that you don't know you're doing it.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you smell, and everybody go, what the hell smells? And, you know, and you knew it was me. And so I'd scurry off to the bathroom, you know. And that's when I knew that there was something wrong.
The Tommy Chong Podcast. Only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome to my world.
Educator, author, and advocate, Dr. Mitch Earlywine is here to tackle the burning issues.
And I'm here to clear up the myths about cannabis and burn them away with science.
CannabisRadio.com presents a no-holds-barred platform that seeks to redefine and revolutionize the entire scope of the cannabis culture while opening the door for more to join the cannabis crusade.
Dr. Kevin Hill.
You can't ignore the fact that, like alcohol, most people who use don't have a problem. So I think that you need to think about policy in that way while educating people properly about marijuana. I think that's the way to go.
Burning Issues, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Ignite the conversation on some trending topics along the Cannabis Radio social media network. Join our crew of thousands on our Cannabis Radio page on Facebook or at Canna Radio, C-A-N-N-A Radio on Twitter. Plus, look for our Facebook and Google Plus pages for all of our original programs and connect with Dr. Dina, Kyle Cushman, Dr. Mitch Earlywine, Nurse Heather, Doc Rob, the hosts of Gondrepreneur, and more. Connect with the growing Cannabis Radio social crusade at Canna Radio on Twitter or search for Cannabis Radio on Facebook, Google Plus, and Instagram and grow with us.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah. High Noon with Stoner Jesus, June 9th, 2017, live on CannabisRadio.com. Find a podcast there. Of course, you can find the latest shows, information on the show, links, all that stuff at stonerjesus.net. Check us out. Time now for some celebrity news. Bill Cosby's still in the news. Apparently, something's going on with him. I don't know if you heard, but it seems Bill Cosby raped a bunch of people. Stories from TMZ.com. Keisha Knight Pulliam. Her decision to escort Bill Cosby into a sexual assault trial was not only selfish, it violated a court order and her child custody agreement, according to her ex. In new legal documents, Ed Hartwell says he only gets to see their daughter, Ella Grace, for 1 hour twice a week. But Keisha... Keisha? I'm going to go with Keisha. Traveled out of state with her to be by Cosby's side on day one of the trial. Hartwell says she trampled his visitation rights because he was supposed to get Ella on Tuesday, but apparently Keisha was still out of town. Supporting Bill. I don't know. I mean, I guess she believes he didn't do it. You know, whatever. Teach their own. Maybe she knows something we don't know. By the way, she was Rudy, right? The young one, Rudy Huxtable. In the Cosby Show. Taylor Swift apparently decided to release news that all her songs were going back on Spotify and other streaming services the very same night that Katy Perry put out her album. Apparently they don't like each other. Speaking of Katy Perry, I'll be the first to admit that some of her older songs, I mean, she used to be like, seemed really good at writing hooks and writing catchy songs. That new fucking song she did on Saturday Night Live, that's horrible. That is horrible. Just a fucking monstrosity of noise and stupidity. David Spade got robbed. Yeah, that's right. Didn't he get tased by his assistant back in the day? I think I remember that on Howard Stern. David Spade's come to a scary realization. Burglars are going to get to his home if they want to, but if he's still upset about some of the items he lost. First of all, what does that mean? Burglars are going to get into his home if they want to. No, there's ways to stop that. One way is the guy, I have a guy there with a gun who's trained to shoot people in the face. And they break into your house, he shoots them in the face. There's alarms, there's security systems, there's all kinds of shit. Anyway, they got Spade leaving cash Thursday night asking about the $80,000 worth of stuff burglars made off with last week. I think there's some audio from David Spade. Who inexplicably keeps getting robbed, I guess.
How are things going? How are things going with this home burglary? Have you had any luck in recovering?
I'll tell you what's left.
Just wait. Let me get a close of a sad $20 bill.
Yeah. One.
No, but seriously, have you made any changes to your home security?
No.
Nothing.
Roll the dice. And if they want to get in there, they're getting in there. That's what I found out. They did a lot of stuff that I didn't think was possible. So.
What do you?
What does that mean? It was like an Ocean's 11 type of thing? And breaking into David Spade's house?
What are you going to miss the most?
There was a lot of stuff in there that was sort of sentimental stuff. I think that's always the hardest. I think I'll miss the actual safe the most.
Yeah?
The stuff in it I don't care about, but the safe was really meant a lot.
And there's no leads.
I didn't say that.
Well, I mean, like, how do you feel about being the latest victim of the burglary thing?
I'm saying the cops are good, and they've always been nice to me, and they were all over it, and I think they would rather figure this whole thing out so it stops.
But, like, you never thought it would be you being targeted in the burglary ring, right?
I do not want to be in the interview. You never think it's going to be you.
You were shocked.
In those situations, American Idol, you're like, I won, I never thought it was me, but when you're robbed, you really don't want it to be you.
And are you scared at all? You're feeling safe in your own home?
No, not at all. But I still have to live there.
You don't feel safe, but no. You still have to live there?
Of course not.
The robbers did a lot of things he didn't think was possible. What does that mean? Like circumvented his security system and shit? It's hardcore. I get the fuck out of there. I get an island or something. I go to Adam Sandler for a loan, something. Like, I'm getting a fucking island. I'm getting the fuck out of here. The Comey Donald Trump thing is going on to the point where it's on TMZ. President Trump broke his silence on James Comey's testimony, declaring victory over his former FBI director and dismissing him as a leaker. Fair to say, the president was not impressed with what he saw and heard during Comey's Senate Intel Committee hearing. Early Friday, Trump said, despite so many false statements and lies, total and complete vindication, and wow, Comey is a leaker. POTUS's Twitter fingerprints were silent during Comey's highly anticipated testimony, making the event kind of a letdown. Trump's now revealing his takeaway. Comey had nothing on him when it comes to Russia, and Comey admitted leaking information about their meetings. This, I guess, is this clip right here.
And finally, did you show copies of your memos to anyone outside of the Department of Justice?
Yes.
And to whom did you show copies?
I asked, President tweeted on Friday after I got fired that I better hope there's not tapes. I woke up in the middle of the night on Monday night because it didn't dawn on me originally that there might be corroboration for our conversation. There might be a tape. And my judgment was I needed to get that out into the public square. And so I asked a friend of mine to share the content of the memo with a reporter. Didn't do it myself for a variety of reasons, but I asked him to because I thought that might prompt the appointment of a special counsel. And so I asked a close friend of mine to do it.
And was that Mr. Wittes?
No. No.
Who was that?
A good friend of mine who's a professor at Columbia Law School.
And that's on TMZ.com. it's always interesting. Say what you want about Trump. It's always fucking interesting. What else is going on in the world of celebrities? Bill Cosby courted disaster by forcing gay issue in a sexual assault trial. He arrived at the courthouse Friday with comedian Joe Torre by his side, oblivious to the fact he dodged a fatal bullet courtesy of his own lawyers. Cosby's attorneys have filed legal docs asking the judge to allow them to introduce evidence. Accuser Andrea Constand was gay. He was really wanting to show the jury she deceived him, suggesting he would not have had sex with her if he knew she was gay. What? If I knew she was gay, I wouldn't have raped her. The prosecution claimed it was victim shaming and also violates Pennsylvania law, which prohibits the use of evidence involving an alleged victim's sexual past. The judge denied the defense motion. And unless we're missing something, the admission could have nailed Cosby's coffin shut. She told cops she had a boyfriend when she was 14 and had sexual contact with a man when she was in her late 20s. That said, if she wasn't into guys, the prosecution could have destroyed Cosby's argument. She consented to sexual contact with the comedian. Day 5 of the trial focused on Cosby's own words, where he said in his deposition he would give women quaaludes to dull their senses when it came to consent. What? I don't know what... I don't know how that isn't rape. I don't know how that falls outside in any way, shape, or form of the definition of rape. Yeah, I gave them quaaludes. And then I'm like... And I was like, hey, baby, you want to have sex? How are those quaaludes feeling? Holy shit. We got a lot of shit coming up. As I said, the cop found a bolt in his Arby's sandwich. Arby's. On a serious fucking note, Arby's really went downhill from what they used to be. Check out some shit on World Star Hip Hop as well. And then we'll get the fuck up out of here. High Noon with Stoner Jesus. Live on CannabisRadio.com every Friday at noon Eastern Times, June 9th. 2017. We'll be back. Stay tuned, yo.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome sponsor of the show, Kind Soil. Check out the Kind Soil banner on StonerJesus.net or go to KindSoil.com. And also follow at Kind Soil on Twitter. Kind Soil is a 100% organic soil program that feeds your plants from seed to harvest. All you ever do is water your plants. Never use nutrients again. Make sure you check out that Kind Soil banner on stonerjesus.net. Kind Soil allows your plant to feed as it chooses, drink fresh, clean water as it chooses, all while never experiencing burns or growth issues from chemical feeding. Kind Soil produces large, dense flowers soaked in trichomes. Go check it out for yourself, KindSoil.com, or click that Kind Soil banner on StonerJesus.net. Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another great sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show, NextBardo.com. Check out that headshot banner on StonerJesus.net. They don't have just glass. They have a full line of smoking products, including wood pipes, metal pipes, roll-your-own supplies, pouches, storage, grinders, dab rigs, water pipes, vaporizers, and more. An amazing variety. Check out NextBardo.com. That's NextBardo.com. Or simply click their banner on StonerJesus.net to check them out. There's free shipping on all domestic orders over $20. And free shipping and a free gift with orders over $50. They offer worldwide shipping. Make sure you use discount code StonerJesus. That's all one word. Stoner Jesus to get 10% off your first order at nextbardo.com. 18 plus only. Please click that headshot banner on stonerjesus.net. Make sure you use discount code Stoner Jesus. Stoner Jesus, all one word, and get 10% off your first order at nextbardo. Check them out. Another awesome sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show.
Oh, Lady Marijuana Llama, tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put different celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is him pink, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot proved by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me own crops, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
Cannabis legalization efforts are increasing competition for businesses wanting to make it big. In this complex and fast-changing environment, only the savviest will survive. What are you going to do to stay ahead of the game? Enter New Frontier's free platform, Equio, the premier business intelligence, visualization, and marketing platform for the cannabis industry. With Equio, you can stay on top of your store sales, trends, and competition, better understand your seasonality and broader sales trends, identify and compare your top products and categories, and cross-buying opportunities. Go to www.equio.io to sign up for your free membership today. That's EQUIO.io to sign up now. The power of real-time big data is now in your hands. Run with New Frontier and let us help you conquer the wild.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody. High Noon with Stoner Jesus. Live every Friday on CannabisRadio.com, June 9th, 2017. Welcome to Cannabis Radio itself in the chat area. Aaron was talking about the Hemp Inc. commercial. Actually, if you have the Hemp Inc. game, you can find Cannabis Radio contained therein. The Cannabis Radio building. So go check it out. The Hemp Inc. game. I have it on my phone. I have it on one of my phones. I don't know. Anyway, welcome back, everybody. Check out some shit that's going on around the internet. Some of the stuff I've already talked about. This first one's from RollStarHipHop.com. Dude gets caught on a date with his ex. And sometimes the audio on these things are, you know, hit or miss, but we'll see how good this is. We'll see how good this chick is with what I suspect is a lot of yelling. Walking in this restaurant outside on a patio. And you came here. She has nice tits. I don't understand. Oh, she threw a shake on him. Oh, he starts swinging. She starts swinging. And then the video cuts off. God damn it. God damn it. Why give me 20 seconds of the people I can't hear and who I suspect were speaking Spanish anyway? And there's a part where she's throwing shit and they're like in a fist fight. And that's what they cut off. I apologize for that, ladies and gentlemen. That was fucking horrible. Go over to HuffingtonPost.com. Cop has a beef with Bolt in his Arby's sandwich. Huh? Ha ha ha. Do you get it?
Much of our food goes through multiple stages of processing and preparation, and from time to time, rogue materials end up getting mixed in. A police sergeant in Birmingham, Alabama is now all too familiar with such troubles. On June 1st, he bit into a sandwich he'd bought at an Arby's drive-thru. He quickly realized there was a 1-inch bolt nestled between the layers of roast beef. That officer told AL.com, "I don't know how you make a sandwich with a bolt that large in it and not be intentional. I can't wrap my head around that." A spokesperson for the Arby's restaurant group has since offered assurances the inclusion was entirely accidental. He said in a statement, "After reviewing video footage from our kitchen, speaking with our team members, we are confident no one was targeted in this instance. As far as foreign objects found in various foods go, a bolt is certainly disturbing, but not nearly as disgusting as some other reported undesirable inclusions. Incidents over the years include the discovery of a toad in a bag of frozen vegetables and a mouse stuck to the bottom of a loaf of bread."
Yeah, that's pretty gross. But the cop is right. How is that not intentional? I mean, it's a bolt. Either it fell out of, like, something that was over the sandwich, or someone stuck it in there. It's not like, oops, I accidentally reached into the lettuce bucket and put lettuce on your sandwich. There's no bucket of bolts there that they actually accidentally, or this guy, whoever, did this, this guy or woman. It's not accidental. It's like, oh, this is for a cop. I'm going to put a fucking bolt in there. To what end? I don't know. What if the cop chokes on the bolt and dies? I mean, whoever put it in there, they think that through? You're a cop killer? You killed a cop with a bolt? I don't know. Continuing on the restaurant theme, Huffington Post, man allegedly threatens restaurant staff because of onions in his food.
Man threatened to kill employees at a restaurant in North Oakland because they put onions on his food. Police say that Yuba Sharma was drunk when he placed an order at All India Restaurant on Craig
was
Street.
He?
And when he noticed onions had been added to his meal, police say that he threatened to shoot the workers and motioned like he had a gun. Police say that he also pulled down his pants, exposing himself inside the restaurant.
Nice.
And when officers tried to arrest him, he resisted. We checked Sharma's records and found that he has a long list of run-ins with police, most involving public drunkenness.
Fucking guy just knows how to party. Dude, he just knows how to have fun. And fucking authorities are all up in his business. The man doesn't like onions. I think he was pretty fucking clear. He was not going to have any of this onion bullshit. How about this? Dude walks his girl around the grocery store on a leash wearing a dog muzzle. I don't know what kind of audio this has with this. From worldstarhiphop.com if you want to go see it.
I got moves. You know I'm trying to video you. Stop it. That is real. Don't video me. I'll video you. Video me. It got to be a prank. You know you're going to get videoed in the store.
Some lady's videoing him on her phone.
That's hilarious.
You're leashing a muzzle.
What is doing? This shit there? Yes.
She's still following him.
That is so humiliating.
Well, yeah, it's humiliating. That's probably the point. That's probably not real, though. They're obviously doing it for attention, because they're doing it in the middle of a fucking grocery store. Let's see what else we got going on. Teens. I gotta look at this. Teens should send naked mole rat pics instead of nudes, charity says. The Canadian organization wants to stamp out the sextortion of teenage boys and believes the solution lies with naked mole rats. From the Canadian Center for Child Protection, new campaign called Don't Get Sextorted.
Canada coming up with a new campaign in an effort to keep teens from sending inappropriate text messages.
This is interesting here. They're advising teens in the country to send, hit it, this, instead of a suggestive one if, you know, someone asks for...
It's fucking gross, by the way.
A picture.
The slogan for the campaign is Don't Get Sextorted, send a naked mole rat. This is their more creative approach to keeping teens safe and trying to prevent sexting up north.
A cleaner alternative there. Well, new research says...
I don't understand. Am I missing something about that story? Why? I mean, I understand not sending news, obviously, especially on the internet. That shit's out there forever. But why naked mole rats? Because they look fucking weird and gross? I don't understand. I don't know what the fuck's going on. How about this? Reckless peacock trashes a liquor store. Now that's something. They put the peacock knocking over bottles to music. Animal control guy's got a net. It's destroying a lot of liquor. Is that peacock music, by the way? Anyway, according to the Associated Press, the peahen strolled through the open door of a Royal Oaks liquor store in Arcadia, California, and was unnoticed by the store's manager, Ronnie Gunham, until a customer asked him about El Pollo, or the chicken in Spanish. Gunham then tried to guide the bird out of the store, but his advances ruffled her feathers. Spooked, the peahen flew directly at Gunham, and then to the top shelf of the store. God, weird shit goes on all the fucking time. I don't know. Let's see what else we got in World Star Hip Hop. I'll go back there. Some of this shit's sad. I don't want to see that shit. This is funny, though. Dude almost gets killed after shooting a refrigerator filled with Tannerite. The fuck is Tannerite? Looks like he's at a pretty long distance. He's behind a tree. These are the type of videos that need good narrators. Hopefully, whoever's doing the video will help out with that. Holy shit.
Holy shit. You got your safety on?
How was that, lad?
Whoa.
Piece of it, like, flew fucking back right by, went right by him.
I told you got me behind something.
Woo!
You go see that on World Star Hip Hop. You gotta see the visual of that. Close call, dude almost killed him shooting the refrigerator full with Tannerite. That's fucked up. The rest of these videos are like people getting. Here we go. This is a good one to end on. Lost her shit. Baby says her first words, and mom's excitement can't be contained. Those videos always have good audio. People can't contain their shit, and they lose their shit. If I can click on it, I clicked on it. Come on. Get it together. Hi, new Stern Jesus, by the way.
Mama? Mama.
We said it! There it was! Yay! Oh, I'm sorry! Oh, my goodness! Oh! You said Mama!
She starts screaming, and the baby starts crying. That's fucking hilarious. I thought it was going to be longer, though. Gotta be something else. Something else. Girl tells her boyfriend she smashed one of his homies. That might be good. Guy looks pretty fucked up about it. We'll see if it's any good. If it's not, I'll cut that shit off.
Tell me now. I'm finna be mad. I swear to God, bro. I'm not gonna feel nothing. Like, I'm not finna it.
I'm gonna tell you.
Imagine, bro, I'm finna get mad than a bitch.
I'm finna get so mad. You told me, I'm gonna tell you on my own time. I'm not ready.
No.
I'm not ready, baby.
No.
I'm gonna tell you like in a few years or something.
In a few years.
Yeah.
No. And that's, I don't want to be with you if you got a secret and you can't tell me right now, nigga. I don't want to be with you, wait for no years for you to tell me that.
Man, I...
Spit it out, bitch.
One of them dudes at the store that you used to shake hands with, I used to fuck with him.
What dude?
Some... I forgot what shirt he had on.
What stove?
The stove that you always be going to.
One of my partners?
Yeah.
One of his partners?
How you fucked with him?
It was just like, it was like.
With her vagina?
3 months ago. You was with me.
She's filming this whole thing for some inexplicable reason.
Where you fucked with him at?
He was just sitting in his car.
Where you know him from?
I know him from out here.
I'm sucking his dick. That's how she knows him. Now he's scratching his head.
What?
Go get a trash bag out of my mama's house. Put all your clothes in the trash bag.
What?
What you doing?
He's throwing you out, bitch.
Do something with your clothes in the trunk.
What you mean do something with my clothes?
I can't be with you.
Why?
Why? Because I can't kiss you around here.
So you can't be with me?
Nah.
We didn't do shit.
Imagine, get the fuck out, bro.
We didn't do nothing.
Imagine, get out, bro.
Okay, I'm just playing. It's a joke. It's a joke.
He's not laughing. What? There had to be something to it. Why would she be filming all that? But why didn't he ask once? He didn't say once, why are you filming this on your phone? When she's supposedly telling him that she fucked one of his homies. Which, by the way, I don't get how that's a joke. I don't get how any of it was a joke. That's weird. Anyway, see if there's a funny one to end on. That one, some of the shit I don't see the point. I just don't see the point. But then they put it up and it gets like a million views and it's like, why? Anyway, I'm not even going to say the name of this video. I'm just going to play it. Hopefully it has a good narrator. This will be one of those fucking music ones. It's one of my many pet peeves about these videos. Some of them, they just write shit on the screen and then play music over it. That's not helping me. That's not helping my audio-only audience. This is what you're missing. Body parts used for witchcraft. Tanzanian albino children get new limbs in the U.S. Apparently in Tanzania, children, albino children, were attacked for their body parts. Their home country of Tanzania, albino body parts are sold on the black market for witchcraft. Many Africans superstitiously believe albinos are ghosts. What? I was hoping for a funny one to end, but I think we're going to end on that. Their limbs are sold on the black market for witchcraft. See, there's crazy shit going on all around the world, all the time. You think it's crazy here? Well, it is sometimes, but it's not like that. I mean, they get their fucking arms hacked off for people who believe that they're ghosts and they need their limbs for witchcraft. By the way, that doesn't make any sense. How could you cut off the arm of a ghost? motherfuckers ever seen a scary movie? Have they ever seen, like, Casper? Probably not. High Noon with Stoner Jesus. June 9th, 2017. Live on CannabisRadio.com. Go check out StonerJesus.net. Check out our Patreon page. Help support the show that way. Patreon.com/StonerJesus420. We'll be back to wrap this shit up, yo.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods. Everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere, but it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
Cannabis use isn't the only thing growing, so are we. Grow with us, CannabisRadio.com.
Are you disturbed by the prescription medication commercials on television and their endless list of side effects? They go on and on, and you end up having to take multiple pills to counteract the problems caused by the first pill. It never ends. Have you looked into CBD as a more natural option? At Saturn Ranch, we produce all-natural CBD topicals and THC-infused edibles. Premium lab-tested hemp-derived CBD is the most important ingredient in our products. From topical balms, salt scrubs, bath-soaking salts to tinctures and edibles, you're sure to find something to help. Family-owned and operated, we at Saturn Ranch believe in and use our products daily. Don't put anything on your body that you wouldn't put in your body. SaturnRanch.com.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Vuber vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Vuber vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be. The Vuber way.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody. High Noon with Stoner Jesus live on CannabisRadio.com. Check us out on all of our other platforms. iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher. Do a lot of stuff on Facebook as well. Facebook.com/StonerJesus420. I'm on Twitter, of course, at StonerJesus420. Make sure you check out our Patreon page. Get a link on the website for $3. Get that and inside access to the show and shout outs on the show at the $5 a month level. $8, you get all that plus access to the video and audio of the new Drunken Live Prank Calls phone podcast thingamajigger we're going to be doing. It'll be available exclusively on Patreon. I'll cut out little clips or whatever, you know, video and audio to play on the show as like a preview of it, but the full show be available on Patreon. Also live smokeouts, access to that. The $15 level, you can get archives. Go check all that shit out. Patreon.com slash Stoner Jesus 420. It's linked on stonerjesus.net if you want to go check it out. Be awesome of you. If you can't, support that way. Share the page and social media networks. So on and etc. So keep sharing stonerjesus.net. Tell people about it. Scream it at strangers on the street. Whatever you need to do, stonerjesus.net. See you all next Friday, noon Eastern Time. High noon with Stoner Jesus right here on CannabisRadio.com. You motherfuckers are awesome. Of course. And as always, peace, bitches.
Female babies since we got here, thanks for sausage fest.